It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Scattered clouds. There's some smoke out there. It's 97 degrees. KSL's top story. Some people are upset at what they saw during two dueling rallies outside the Cottonwood Heights Police Department. But were any laws actually broken? Police say no.
So you're trying to intimidate these people, is that it?
Have a good day, thank you.
Why do you have a gas mask?
Investigators in Cottonwood Heights say they have seen the video on Twitter showing a group of armed militia members in a truck supposedly surveilling Black Lives Matter supporters after that group split from the pro-police crowd. Lieutenant Dan Bartlett says he was there and that it's not illegal for people to be armed and speak with each other over two-way radios. He says both sides do it.
Bartlett says if concerned citizens see members of another group possibly committing a crime, it's not the citizen's job to take action. That should be done by police. KSL News Time 5:31. A new state audit says Utah needs to give people their coronavirus test results faster. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
The legislative audit says labs are doing pretty well processing tests. The problem, Senate President Stuart Adams says, it's taking days for regular people to get their results.
If you're asking them to stay home for a week, it's actually an economic or a social, really, a hardship for them. And for those 5 to 10% that are positive, if they're out spreading the virus, we will never get on top of this.
Some of the recommendations the audit makes are for the Department of Health to come up with a statewide standard of test processing and notification times, and to help labs speed up test results, especially if they get backlogged. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:32. Changes are coming to unemployment benefits in about 10 days. Todd Fuchs has details.
Jeff, these changes coming August 15th are particularly for those who are classified as job attached. The Department of Workforce Services' Kevin Burt explains, if your pre-virus job isn't coming back, time's up.
We're going to ask them to start job searching and looking for opportunities that have become available in this pandemic in a different industry.
Burt says when the 15th hits, the job attached will have 10 days to register for work and complete the assessment. Then keep up with weekly claims requirements to keep getting your unemployment. No sign of a deal on a stimulus bill, and it has one governor calling for an end to partisanship. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging lawmakers to pass a Democratic version of stimulus relief.
People across the country are counting on the federal government to put partisanship and games aside and start working together for the benefit of all Americans.
Whitmer calls on Congress to increase unemployment benefits and provide aid to states and schools. The nation's top infectious disease expert says he's suffering from chronic exhaustion due to the pandemic, like many other Americans. At a Harvard Public Health Forum, Dr. Anthony Fauci called for more unity while waging the battle to protect American lives.
In a non-unified way, we've plateaued at an unacceptable level.
In fact, Fauci says he's had to hire security to protect his family due to death threats. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is intensifying a clean network policy to push Chinese companies and social media apps like TikTok from U.S. servers and cell phones.
With parent companies based in China, apps like TikTok, WeChat, and others are significant threats to personal data of American citizens.
Pompeo says the apps are also a tool for the Chinese government to collect user data. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Democratic National Convention in less than 2 weeks, and it will not include an in-person speech from Joe Biden. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The DNC, citing health risks, says why no speakers, including presumptive nominee Biden, will be traveling to Milwaukee for the convention.
In an effort to make sure that everyone is safe, and with COVID-19 raging still, We just don't want to take any chance.
Scott Howell is a national delegate from Utah and Biden's campaign surrogate.
It'll still be some events will take place in Milwaukee, but it's not going to be a traditional. In fact, the number that we heard most recently was about 150 participants.
The former vice president expected to give his acceptance speech from his home in Delaware. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Today, the president again criticized Nevada's mail-in ballot rules, saying it still won't verify voter signatures. Nevada officials say that's not true.
The president's suing to try and stop Nevada from expanding its mail-in balloting. He insists that would invite massive voter fraud.
No verification of the signature. Well, who's going to sign it?
A Nevada election official says that's not true, telling ABC News the state will indeed continue verifying every mail-in ballot signature, matching it to an already signed voter registration card. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
And a quick look at traffic. Ricky Meese, what are you seeing?
Well, the delays have set in for southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County, stretching from 5300 to 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, thanks, Ricky. You running out of shows on Netflix? Well, if you're patient, new ones are coming, but you might not like them. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.